Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Okay, today I'll be talking about Phantasm 3, which is an early 90s sequel of a beloved late 70s horror, thriller, sci-fi called Phantasm, and it's a good film. The first one is the best one I've seen so far. I think there's literally 6 or 7 sequels, so in my experience, usually the first one is the only good one when there's that many sequels. But this number 3 kind of had a lot of the charm of the first one. You know, the charm of a metallic ball hitting someone in the forehead and grinding into their brain, taking them back to wherever this guy is. The tall man, they call him. The tall man is taking people to a different place. We're not sure where, but we don't think it's heaven. Okay, highlights. One cool thing about this movie is the way that it has a main character. Sort of like, I mean, not as great as the Bruce Campbell, but similar to that. He's in every one of them. His name is Reggie. I think his name is Reggie in real life, too. So, he got lucky there. People recognize him. They'll yell out Reggie, and they'll probably throw a metallic ball back at him and liquefy their brain. But, at any rate, he's the common theme through all the ones I've seen. And in this one, he's just trying to get his friend. His friend has been abducted by the tall man. And there's all kinds of other little weird creatures, too. Almost like alien-esque type stuff. And by that, I mean, you know, similar to the movie Alien. There's something that looks exactly like a face sucker. Or at least it seems like that's what it would be called. And you just have a whole lot of zombie type stuff, scary type stuff. There were a couple times it kind of reminded me of Freddy Krueger. It kind of has that dreamy sort of Nightmare on Elm Street feeling to it. And so that's cool. But this one has a lot of gratuitous violence. I watch it because I just want to see it, like what the director chose to do. I don't take it because, you know, I don't watch movies like this because they scare me. Because they're really not scary anymore to me. Probably a child would be scared by these, but they're kind of a grown adult, especially somebody who likes horror and has seen a breadth of horror movies. I don't think this will do much to you as far as scares, but it's fun to watch what's going to happen next and who's going to get their brain sucked out and all that. And I really enjoyed that about it. There are two young black women that figure into it, and one of them gets killed and one of them stays behind. So she knows that, you know, this is, I just realized this is a lot apocalyptic. It's a lot like Walking Dead. Because they're just walking. They're driving. They're lucky they have a car. But they find out that people all over the place have left the towns. They've either been abducted or they just took off running. So everything's kind of empty. Like, you could walk into a gas station and just get a bunch of candy bars and stuff, and there's nobody there. Which is kind of a young boy's dream. And that was definitely my dream. I remember once I wrote a paper in, I think, a 3rd or 4th grade. And I was just basically saying, I would love it if I could be the only person on the planet. Did you ever have to write anything like that in school? Like, what if you were the principal? Or what if this, or what if that? Those were fun. Those were really fun. I remember I had a student that said that they wanted to put Coca-Cola in the drinking fountains. That's probably hands down the best thought for a paper I've ever heard. Good job on that one. I can't remember if he actually wrote the paper, but it was a great idea. But getting back to this, we have these two women that are kind of squatting, sort of surviving, just like you might see in Walking Dead. And they come in pretty powerful and they kind of threaten, but Reggie basically enlists one of them because the other got killed by a metal ball. And there is a pretty weird sex scene, not for kids. You got female nudity, you have just kind of the banter that goes on in what people might call rough sex. And so, you know, you probably don't want your kids seeing all that, so just warning you. But it is fun. I got home, I wanted to do a podcast episode, and I started looking through different titles that are on my watch list. And right now, this is a total aside, but I started using the watch list of IMDb. And I think that's going to be how I do it from now on. There really is no powerful program that's on the Fire Stick app that you or anything you can download. There's Real Good and there's Just Watch, but they both suck. So they're really no use to me in any way. I don't even know why they, exist. Really, they don't really help at all. You can get your Fire Stick to tell you, what's available to you for free. Your Fire Stick already knows that. And that's really what the whole concept of Real Good is, REELGOOD. There's an app. Check it out if you want. I've checked it out. I've checked out all the apps like that. Management of Movies, I call it. That one just sucks. It's not good at all. Doesn't give you a lot of choices. And one thing that I really hate is that usually when you get a movie off your watch list, then another one will come back on. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen that way. It'll just keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And you have to manually put stuff back on. So it gets to be kind of a nightmare, really, honestly. Real Good is a nightmare for me. It might work for you. And if it does, go ahead and let the show know. I will publish it. And I will either say it or I'll write it on my blog. Because I love to promote stuff that works and that's helpful. So feel free to let me know if you like Real Good. And then how do you use it? That's really the big question. So as I was saying, these women are there and they do nunchucks and stuff. One girl says, in the army I learned to defend myself. So it's like Sarah Connor style. And it's just, this movie just sucks, but it's so fun. It sucks in such a fun way. And you'll see some silly monsters and you'll see these really scary metal balls that, there's a name for it. I can't remember it. And it's dark right now. I'm recording in the dark, so I can't look up anything. But the transistor or something like that has a name like that. So to wrap things up, I didn't expect this to be my longest episode. I didn't expect this to be my favorite episode. But sometimes when you're taking on mammoth goals like I am, you have to stay regular at the little things. And I really want to, I let months go by where I didn't podcast at all. I don't want to have that happen again. I just want to be providing positive, hopefully funny and fun kind of dialogue for you about movies, and especially horror movies. But I'm sure I'll be doing some this year that won't be horror movies. And that's, you do that mostly because of the social aspect, having friends and stuff that don't like horror movies, online and offline and across the pond and here over on this side. Wish I had some friends in Ukraine right now, man. They could probably use a lot of encouragement. But that is the film. It's not moody. It's not spooky. It's not creepy. It does have a certain creepiness to it, actually. So it's creepy, and therefore it's a horror movie. And I highly recommend it if you like the goofy type horror movies. Remember that scene in Nightmare on Elm Street when Freddy cut off his fingers, you know, it's akin to that, but it takes place in the waking hours. So, if you see it, or if you have seen it, please leave me a comment on RileyOnFilm.com. And I would love to read it, and I will definitely write something about this film when I post it, and I will definitely be referring to any source that I get from anybody, any of my listeners that want to tell me about it. I know it's a very beloved franchise. Okay, I'm out. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.